Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Today, Donna has asked, is there such a thing as a low-maintenance romantic woman? Apparently my personality says romantic, but my preference say uncluttered hippie. I'm INFP, which explains my strangeness. Now, romantic is what I would call feminine, as far as the personality dressing styles go. But so when you're in that kind of hippie look and the low maintenance, absolutely, and it's actually very common. I have a friend who is an INFP who I would say has got some of this in her, where it's wanting the flow and the softness and the femininity of the feminine clothes, but without them being constrictive or too fussy. Instead, I always look at the kind of the boho look is a combination of your feminine dressing style, your relaxed dressing style, with a hint of your creative dressing style. It's all three together. It's not just one. But I think the feminine is the base of that style. That's the kind of core element to the style. And then we're adding in the low maintenance of the relaxed, the comfort of the relaxed. And then we're adding that little tweak and interest of the creative. And that's how you make that boho style. So absolutely, it's actually very, you know, it's common. It's not unusual. So not all, and this is the whole thing is, feminine, you know, personality styles are not necessarily high maintenance. There's only a couple, like the dramatic is generally more high maintenance, the classic may be more high maintenance, and the elegant chic are probably the three that are more in the high maintenance. The relaxed is more low maintenance, the creative is often more low maintenance, the feminine is more low maintenance. So the rebellious can be, well, often low maintenance as well, but not always. They can often be high maintenance as well, so can be a change. So do think about that. It's how do I have my femininity that is not cluttered? So I'm not adding busyness or extra stuff, but it has that interest and quirk and detail that I like, but also has, you know, made from fabric. So low maintenance, I always think of it's like if it has to be dry cleaned, it's probably not for you. If it needs to be ironed, it's probably not for you. So it's thinking about, well, what fabrics don't need to be ironed and still look good, don't need to be dry cleaned. What can I just throw in the washing machine? And then maybe aren't too fussy and then have that allow ease of movement. So that's one of those other things is to look at, well, as long as it's comfortable and easy to move in, that could be that relaxed part of your personality. And then we add in that feminine. So it might have that feminine shape. I think often with the boho hippie, you have more that flair. There's a flow to the fabric. And then there's that kind of also interest and detail that goes along with that boho. So completely normal, Donna, to be that. And of course, as an INFP, your values are your number one. So everything you wear has to fit with your personal values. It's really important that maybe the source of the clothing fits with your values or how it expresses your personality fits with your values. This is a really important part of your approach to style. So absolutely, we can have a low-maintenance feminine very easily. Next question is from Helen. She says, I like my style overall, but I think it's not the most flattering for me. The H-shape and relaxed style means I have a lot of loose tops and they make me look a size bigger than I am. And my pants don't stay up. I'm only a size 12 and about 5'7". So this is where an H-shape is not about wearing baggy. And this is where it's getting the fitted and skimming without clinging. And it's just not having waist detail. It's not necessarily being really loose around your waist. So it's getting that right fit. So it sounds like you've kind of gone into tops that are just all too big. And that, of course, will make you look bigger. Really, if you go for stuff that's just too big for you, it's going to add volume. And then as far as pants not staying up, that is really common with H-shapes. And this is because we don't have that defined waist where the waistband of the hip, like the hip bones don't, like aren't that much different from the waist. And so your pants are quite straight. And so they slide down. Gravity just pulls them down very easily. And so it's one of those things. So it's making sure actually that you have a high enough, like don't go for too low waisted because they will slide down even more because there's nothing for it to hold on to. And then it's actually doing things like I've actually found, so you might not want a traditional belt, but I have found these elastic belts that go around your belt hooks, and I've written a blog post about them and I will share that link with you. But what they do is elastic and it's adjustable. And what it can do is just pull your pants in enough that they don't slide down. And I found these really useful. As an H-shape, I have the same issue where I'm going, oh, I feel like I'm having to tug my jeans up all the time. And it's just because I don't want a belt, but I just need a little bit. And so it's that elastic in there. It's almost like it gives you a back elastic in your pants without it being a back elastic. And it just holds them up much better. So I'd recommend that could be something to try because I know many of us H-shapes have this issue that the pants just slide down. What are we supposed to do? So I found these to be a great investment. And in fact, I just leave some on some of my jeans now all the time. They never come off. I just go, I'll just buy another one and put it on another pair of jeans. So I will share that link for you. So hopefully that helps. But I suggest that maybe with your tops, if you're feeling bigger, it's thinking about you still want to have the illusion of waist. It's looking for things coming in. They just don't cling and they don't end at your waist. And they're not having waist detail, which is different from being boxy and baggy. And the thing is, there has been a very big trend in recent years for this kind of boxy oversized look, and it's be careful of that. I find if you're ever looking at that oversized clothing, I go down on honestly like three sizes on my regular size because that'll actually give you a much better fit. Last question comes from Phyllis, who says, taking the extra strip to complete the outfit is where I fall down. I usually wear clothes but not outfits. So when we are thinking about putting together an outfit, it's looking at the aesthetics of design, and I have written about this as well on the blog. It's putting about the aesthetics of design, going, do those the elements that go together create harmony in themselves? But you know, you get the clothes on and it's the accessories that create the outfit so frequently, unless you're doing a lot of layering. But often it's adding some accessories in. It's thinking about what is in my portrait area and am I creating a focal point in this area? Because if most people, if they just get dressed and the top goes on, the bottom goes on, and that's the end of it, with no thought to have I got any interest in detail in this portrait area. So you can see I've put on a necklace, I've got some earrings, you know, and then I've got some other accessories. So, but particularly in the portrait, putting on an accessory, so it could be a scarf, it could be brooches, whatever it might be, really big feature earrings, particularly if your hair's back or short, then, you know, thinking about something there. Or if you don't like adding accessories, because part of it can just be the habit of accessorizing. If you don't like accessories, it's looking for built-in detail in your portrait area. So looking for some sort of interest in detail around the neckline or the shoulders in garments, that helps to create some interest in your portrait area. So it is often, it's the little details that make the biggest difference to outfits rather than just wearing a couple of pieces of clothing. And it could even be that if you go, or maybe it's even going, well, I need to have a pattern top or something that adds some interest rather than everything being in solid plain colours. That would also be something to think about if your habit is to not accessorize or if you find them annoying in some way. But I do recommend trying out some accessories. This is why part of my Evolve Your Style challenge is to accessorize. It is to, like there are days where it's focused on a particular accessory because particularly if it's something you don't do, it's worth thinking about and experimenting and then taking photos, seeing how it looks. And it really can make a difference to the whole outfit and how you look. I mean, I've told this story many times, but I will tell it again. I mean, it was one of those things. I was dropping my daughter off, or waiting to pick up my daughter from kindergarten one day, and one of the other mums and I were chatting, and she said, oh, you always look so stylish. I never feel stylish. And I looked at her outfit and I thought, really, the base of her outfit is the same. We both had on jeans and we both had on a long sleeve t-shirt. The difference was I was wearing a feature necklace and a pair of sparkly ballet flats, and she was wearing a pair of sneakers and no accessory. And I said, the difference between your outfit and mine is I've accessorized in my portrait area and I'm wearing sparkly ballet flats rather than a pair of sneakers. And the next time I saw her, she had a scarf on. She's going, oh my God, like this is so easy. All I had to do was change one little thing. I just had to add a scarf. I had to add one thing, and it made all the difference to the whole feeling like an outfit rather than just wearing some clothes. So of course, if you want some more, you know, some more thoughts and ideas on how to improve your style, I've got a webinar that's available at the moment every 2 hours around the clock. So just go on kind of like a couple of hours or an hour or so before you want to watch it, and you can register for it, and it'll be available through till Monday night. So I've got some tips on there on about how to think about your style and improve your style. Some of the really kind of, and I'm busting some of the fashion myths that can get you really style stuck. I'm also sharing you the real cost of your wardrobe, which is a little bit frightening when you discover it. And so this is why I think it's really important to define your style, because you get to be in control of all these things. Well, keep sending me your questions. Thank you for watching, and I will chat to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips, and don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.